late-night talks between President Obama and congressional leaders came up short. So now what can you look forward to as we move forward? CNN's Bob Costantini joins us now with all of the details. Bob, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Amy and Tom, I'm not sure I have all of the details.
But they did talk late into the night at the White House and apparently well into the night and overnight up on Capitol Hill. And from what we understand, the Democrats have moved just another skosh towards what the Republicans wanted. The Democrats are willing to give up about $35 billion in cuts in the current fiscal year spending. That's where we stand right now. But again, no particular, not a lot of particulars really coming out of all this.
Yeah, Bob, there was word from somewhere, one of the reports that I read, that they were about $7 billion apart at this point. And do we know whether they've agreed on what the cuts should be? Because I think the bone of contention was where the cuts were coming from.
Yeah, some of the cuts that Democrats have already indicated that they don't really, they can't support. Of course, we've heard a lot about Planned Parenthood and some of the other things around the edges right now. And the $12 billion one-week extension that the Republicans are offering to keep the government from shutting down particularly has some of those cuts in it. And that's what Democrats are especially upset about in terms of extending this another week or so. So, you know, it's anybody's guess whether we can get even just a one-day extension, maybe while they continue talking through Saturday. There are a lot of options, I think, open to members of Congress in particular.
So what is it we should be looking forward to throughout today? Any chance there's going to be another meeting at the White House?
The president said if they can't come to some kind of agreement, he's willing to have them back again. He wants to interject himself, I guess, every so often and try not to be lording over and, you know, trying to seem adult-like compared to anybody else. And, you know, that's a matter of subjective opinion, of course. But, you know, the president has no particular events on his schedule today that would preclude him from having people over. He does have an event in Indiana tomorrow. So we'll have to see. Maybe there'll be another late-night bargaining session.
And there seems to be one little tiny cloud on the horizon, a dot, and that's those social issues or the riders that the Republicans want to attach to a bill. Those, as we understand, have not been talked about yet. Doesn't that seem like that could really grow to be a major stumbling block still?
Yeah, it's almost like the Middle East when they put off Jerusalem until the very end for peace talks.
Right.
I hate to use that example almost, but in a way, it's like you put off the most contentious things until everything else is settled. And, you know, a lot of Democrats in the House and the Senate are not willing to accept defunding and Planned Parenthood and some of the other things that the Republicans are trying to put in there. So there's a lot of contention. And if I may use a personal anecdote, I ride the MARC train in each morning, and a number of federal workers are on that train, of course. Well, some of them know that I work for CNN, so they're looking to me for some kind of information or some kind of you know, optimism on all of this. And I tell them what I can.
Brunswick line?
No, it's the Baltimore line.
No.
Okay. Well, in addition to that, though, it's
could be lonely next week.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, not only that, but not only are they looking to people like you and me and Tom for information and looking into our crystal ball, they're looking for information from their agency heads and their managers. What can you tell us about where things might go from here, federal agency-wise? I mean, have you heard any rumblings on the Hill about a possible, I don't know, a continuing resolution that could at least give them some breathing room?
Well, obviously, if they go for another week, which the Republicans are trying to offer today, and they may get a vote on it today in the House, and that's all well and good if it doesn't fly in the Senate, though. You know, interestingly enough, Amy, just to get back to the train anecdote, I asked some of the people this morning, I said, have your agency heads or, you know, have you all made contingency plans? Well, some of them said no, they haven't heard that much from their bosses about what to do. They were told to turn in their time cards today to make it faster, perhaps, that they might get paid. You know, I think a lot of them are wondering, what do you do with a project you're working on if it has to be done by next Tuesday or something like that? Do you get it done today? You know, there are not a significant amount of contingency plans, it seems, in place, according to the few people I spoke with this morning.
Well, it almost sounds as if the federal managers themselves don't know what's going on.
And nobody knows how this is really going to play out. We do know one thing. Members of Congress will be paid no matter what happens. They turned down the idea of not getting paid while there's a government shutdown. But nobody really knows how this is going to play out. Nobody understands how far the Republicans might be willing to go against the Tea Party grain, so to speak, and how much the Democrats will continue to move along in terms of what they're willing to cut. And again, it's all just a real trifling compared to the overall budget deficit of $1.6 trillion that we got this fiscal year.
We're speaking with CNN's Bob Constantini. And looking at the Hill today, will the same staffers, are they the ones still negotiating? I mean, who takes over now? Do they have a day shift that comes on and takes the yellow pads and continues from there?
I imagine some people, from what we understand, some people did work well into the overnight hours. They're taking a little break right now, but those same people are likely in appropriations committees. And, the staffers who are with the congressional leaders themselves, will be directly involved in all of this. And at some point, don't be surprised if Boehner or Reid get together quietly at the Capitol. I mean, they all keep reporting, well, we're making progress, we're making progress. But whether the president injects himself again is another matter.
I wonder also if you, in the years you've covered Capitol Hill and the White House, if you've ever seen anything quite this contentious, or if they seem to start kind of let the contention fall away and they're starting to come to some kind of agreement.
Well, Amy, you're dating me now because I I was here for the 95-96 shutdown. And, that's the only way they got around that is the fact that the president, Speaker Gingrich, and Senate Leader Dole went to the White House. They butted heads quite frequently over that over those issues that they were working on. But they also had a lot more money to work with in 95 and 96. The federal treasury was nowhere near as in the red as it is right now. Big difference.
Well, so that means that we are just standing by basically then, and nobody really knows what this might conclude. What about the three-day rule by which the House itself says it has to post bills on the Internet before they can vote on it? Sounds like that would go out the window at this point.
That can go out the window, too. The House can vote if enough Democrats and Republicans decide that they need to get some kind of continuing resolution, especially going with all this. They can vote to suspend the rules. It's a relatively simple process that gets done quite frequently when what you might call emergency measures need to be passed or something needs to be passed quickly. They'll suspend the rules. And the Senate doesn't have this 72-hour issue, so look for, if you see some kind of suspension of the rules of votes coming up, then that means then we're relatively close.
Do you think they will? Won't that sort of defeat the purpose of having that rule in the first place?
Well, I suspect it will make folks like the Tea Party activists who rallied on the Hill yesterday, it'll make them quite angry, and it'll make, no doubt, some of the freshman members from the House in terms of Republicans, make them quite angry. But if you get enough Democrats to go along with some of the Republicans, then it can be done. There are ways around it. You can, and what the heck, you can pass a continuing resolution for just one day. I think we had some of those in the 95-96 issues.